Hello and welcome to another episode of the Roach Coach Podcast, the journey into the new metal canon. My name is Lauren Kozlowski. With me, as always, the Indigo Angel, Jennifer Bloomer.
Hello.
And the original Roach Rider, Mr. Matt Noz.
Keep him rolling, baby.
There we go. And another hot episode for you guys today as we are talking about the hotly recommended album, The War of Art by American Head Charge.
That's right.
A lot of people have said, you guys got to check this out. We would get messages from people about unrelated things. And at the end, they'd be like, by the way, you guys need to do American Head Charge.
Yeah.
And so, God darn it, we're doing it.
Okay.
God darn it. And God Stuart darn it. Stuart Smalley.
Gosh darn it, we're doing it.
All right. We sure are.
But before we do, we got to talk about who's tweeting.
Who's tweeting?
Who is?
Jenny, who's tweeting today?
It's Bob Wick.
Bob Wick!
Bob Wick is tweeting us about that Vanilla Ice episode.
Hey, man.
He says, the Vanilla Ice episode might be my favorite of all time.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Yeah. I think they're just did a remake of To the Extreme. Have you guys seen the VH1 show where they try to give Vanilla Ice an extreme makeover?
I have not.
I have not either.
Lucky for us.
No, I don't know. He says it's an amazing watch, especially when his drummer gets super honest about Vanilla's ego.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what.
He copied us. He sent us a link of the whole show because it's on YouTube.
Well, Bob.
We're going to have to watch that.
I'm going to watch it. That's exactly my kind of show.
Oh, that yeah.
That's 100% the kind of show that I would make people watch with me.
This is, I mean, yeah, because I'll be texting you. I'm like, are you listening to the album? And you're like, no, I'm watching trash TV, Lauren. Stop bothering me.
Yeah, stop bothering me. I'm watching Scandal, which I do watch. So if any Roach Riders or Indigo Angels want to talk about Scandal or Big Little Lies on HBO.
I haven't started it yet.
Well, by the time this comes out, it's going to be wrapped up.
Oh.
And if you want to talk... Let me know.
I need to catch up.
Is that a 6-episoder?
7.
Uh-huh.
7?
And I'll tell you what, lucky number 7's on Sunday, which I will not be watching because I'm going to watch WrestleMania.
Wow.
I am.
Wow.
Look at you.
I know.
Look at you.
I'm really just diving into this life.
Oh, wow.
You're a giver.
Thanks.
That's something else.
Lauren, right. Who else is...
Who's tweeting?
I'm still communicating?
I did not know about this WrestleMania news, so this just like threw me for a loop.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Kelly is K-Fresh is like, WrestleMania?
WrestleMania?
What?
I mean, he has a passing interest in that, right?
He loves
I'm
the
kidding.
Wrestling.
I know, he loves it.
Oh, that was me. I take everything literally. Yeah. I bought onto that.
I like you said it, and you're like, yes, Lauren, he actually, yeah, oh yeah. I follow him on Twitter. I know. Listener Nick messaged us or commented on the Suicide Silence episode to say that the second he heard Doris, he thought Deftones. And
boom!
And so, yeah,
and then he said, if you guys are doing new bands, please do these guys Upon a Burning Body.
Oh, no.
Clearly, they like Slipknot. I'll let you know, we probably aren't going to do any other new bands anytime soon. We kind of, I don't want to say we learned our lesson, but we learned our lesson.
I would say this is like, since Caleb sent this, he'll understand.
Yeah.
It's like when your parents try something new to be wild and crazy, and it doesn't go too well. When your mom's painting with a twist tree doesn't turn out the way she expected it to, and realizes she was never into art in the first place. It wasn't that bad, but we might just stay.
I think we're just gonna, special time. Yeah, I think we're just gonna stay in the olden days of the 90s.
I listened to the Suicide Silence episode, and me talking, I am like, to olds. I'm like, I believe that. I was like, oh boy, shut up. Stop talking.
I think once we get through all the albums in the late 90s and early 2000s, we're just going to have to put ourselves in a new metal time capsule and sink to the bottom of the sea.
Marietta's Trench, please.
Yes.
Straight to it. No stops.
Yeah. Some windows so that we can see the weird creatures as we go down and be like,
I want to see an anglerfish.
Oh,
straight
man.
Up.
I want to see one of those ones that's got no eyes, but that glowing thing anyway. So
you mean an anglerfish?
Oh, is that an anglerfish? This is why I need to go down there, because I don't know what they're called.
Wow. You guys, this plan turned out way better than I expected.
It really did. You thought it was like dooming us to... No, we will educate ourselves on the trip down.
Yep. We'll have Nick, podcast about weird fish.
Nick also messaged us about a list that he found on metalsucks.net. It's part of their brutal lists section.
Okay.
The top 11 obscure nu metal albums ever made.
Whoa.
And let me tell
you. If Hybrid Theory is number one here, I'm going to be super fucking pissed off.
11 albums you got to hear, you guys. Apparently, this list was made in response to that list.
Okay, cool.
Yes. 11 albums. I just run through them real quick. Audio Vent, Dirty Sexy Nights in Paris. Apparently, that features the younger brothers of Incubus singer Brandon Boyd and guitarist Mike Enzinger.
Nepotism is still alive. Quoting the Entertainment Weekly review for Adema's album.
Pressure 4-5, Burning the Process. Stereo Mud, Perfect Self. Alston, Voodoo for Fun and Profit. Boy Hits Car, self-titled. Nonpoint Recoil.
Oh, there we go. Nonpoint.
Nonpoint back on point.
Taproot Blue Sky Research.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Local Boys, done good.
Done good. Tantric, self-titled.
That seems weird.
Yeah. Oh, wait. For
that seems weird that high.
Calling Tantric nu metal may be a dicey proposition, but considering their lead singer was a certifiably and scientifically chosen as the number one Yarler of all time. Okay. All right.
Yarler?
Yarler. He's got a Yarl. You ever heard that guy in Tantric? That guy's all Yarl. Number three, The Apex Theory. Topsy Turvy. They are considered the poor man's System of a Down.
Okay.
Number two, Depswa. Two Angels in a Dream.
Well, I do love these album titles.
These are some incredible album titles. And number one, Stuck Mojo. Declaration of a Headhunter.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I mean, really haven't heard of most of these. Depswa, Two Angels in a Dream. I mean, that if I were to say which album titles does Jenny like the most, I would say that one.
No way. Go back to that Voodoo one.
Oh, Voodoo for Fun and Profit?
Yeah, that's the best one. Fucking hands down. I have no hesitation. I have a terrible time making a decision normally. I know which one I like best on that list.
Yes. All right. Well, there you go. Thanks so much for tweeting and messaging us. We appreciate it. Keep saying hi at Roach Coach on Twitter, Roach Coach on Facebook, and RoachCoachPodcast@gmail.com. The album of the week.
Yeah.
The War of Art.
War of Art.
By American Head Charge.
Yeah, not to be confused by the book that's ever recommended by Stephen Pressfield.
Oh, yes.
I've been given War of Art several times.
The Art of War, you mean?
No.
The War of Art?
The War of Art is by Stephen Pressfield.
Wait. There's a book called The War of Art?
Yes. It's a very popular book for people who are like in any creative profession. I suppose I should... Are you aware of this, Matt?
I mean, I know that The Art of War, isn't that?
Yeah, that's Sun Tzu. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know The War of Art was actually like a thing. I thought they just flipped it around for this.
Yes, people give me this book all the time. And it's all about like not procrastinating and like really pursuing your art. So it's like a message I'm receiving over and over again.
I thought procrastination was a huge part of art, though.
Not according to Stephen Pressfield. Mm. But I only have read the first couple chapters. And I know.
Somewhere an audience is giving you a standing ovation.
I literally have had this book since 2010.
You beat, it took me 800 something days to read that Clive Davis memoir, and you beat me.
I very recently, like, pulled it off of my bookshelf, and I was like, oh, fuck, I should finish reading this. Every time I see it, it just fills me with guilt. But I'll tell you what.
Yes.
This album didn't fill me with guilt.
Ooh.
So that's it.
There we go.
This album came out on August 28th, 2001.
Ooh, another one at the edge of the thick
of it. Yeah, this is just like, this is actually, I think this came out a week after the Adema record.
So this is like a couple weeks before the System of a Down record.
And a couple weeks before 9/11.
Oh, right. Yeah, that too. Yeah. Totally forgot.
Yeah, I know. That's
System Which is terrible. Down. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, so this came out right around that same time. Lauren, do you have any history with this album?
I do not. I had never heard of this band until our listeners emphatically recommended us to listen to it. Matt, you are disassembling the jewel case. What is happening?
You have a security tag on here. I cannot let you keep this security tag.
Well, Matt is disassembling the CD. Jenny, do you have any history with this album?
Not at all. I never even heard of this band until it was recommended to us by our listeners.
All right. Matt, as you take apart the entire CD case...
Absolutely, I've heard of this band. We had merch for them in the record store, and we had promo stuff for them.
Okay.
But there wasn't a big push for them because this is on American... Yeah. And so is System of a Down.
Oh.
And System of a Down came out the Tuesday before 9/11.
Right.
So all of the push was to System of a Down.
Mm, okay.
Now, it's funny, Rick Rubin produced this.
Yeah. Rick Rubin produced this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He produced this and he produced System.
This was recorded at the Houdini Mansion.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I know, Matt. Mm-hmm. Matt. I feel like we're going to make last week all better tonight.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I'm really going to like this.
It's something else. So it's genre labels on the old wiki are industrial metal.
Oh, God.
Alternative metal.
Mm-hmm.
And new metal.
Yeah. And they're from Minneapolis, so they got that Midwest feel.
Yep.
Everybody knows I think Midwest is bad.
Yeah. And... Now, one thing we do want to mention right up top. This is a very long album.
Yeah.
It's pretty long. It has no
Holy shit, 16 songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, brah. 67 minutes.
Yeah, brah.
Yeah, brah.
This album comes in at a cool 67 minutes and 47 seconds.
Fuck. Oh!
I've seen feature films that are shorter than this. So...
Old Dogs is shorter.
Oh, don't bring up Old Dogs,
Get
man.
This, you guys.
Oh, that's us.
The if you got the Japanese version of this, the bonus track is 11 minutes and 20 seconds.
That better be the best bonus track ever.
Yes. This was a big thrift. I got it from my friend / enemy, Eastox_USA. On eBay.
Oh, that's right. Was it wet when you got it?
If you'll notice, the liner notes have a slight warp to them.
Okay.
Nothing too bad, but I noticed. It cost me a cool $4.02.
All right. Man, it's too bad it wasn't $4.20. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. April 20th.
Dude.
Puff, puff, pass.
Yeah, dude. That's my weed day. It's cool.
Matt has also removed the security sticker from it.
Thank
so I
God.
Can now freely walk
That's
the earth.
Good, because I was going to try to steal this, but I saw that.
Look at how clear the picture is now.
Oh, you're right.
That's good. We can see clearly now that there is a naked baby, an American flag, and what is that, like a gear?
Tank tread.
Oh, it's a tank tread. I'm like, is that a gear? What's that circle with little thingies on it? All right, and this album art is wild.
It's two posters.
One is like a... Maybe it looks like people who are being drafted for the American Head Charge War of Art. It looks like a list of names, but really, it's just the lyrics. And what I will say is a comparably legible format to some of the other albums that we have looked at. And on the other side... We get what looks like a Cedar Point, if you're not from around here. It's an amusement park. It's like an old-timey photo of the band. They look very grumpy.
Yeah, this is like an Old West wanted poster of a picture.
Well, it's an Old West wanted poster, but everyone's dressed like extras from Fury Road.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I haven't seen that movie, but I have seen the previews, and you're totally right. Yes, and so it also...
to quote Lauren, Fury Road's an all-timer.
It's an all-timer.
I know. You know what? I will say this. I've been watching a lot of movies lately, and every single time the person I'm watching movies with is like, Fury Road? And I always go, nope! And now it's turned into a joke. So I feel like I'll never watch it because of a bit.
Well, you know what? I've been trying to get Rachel to watch it for a couple years, and she never wants to watch it either.
Dude, so. Fucking broads. can't win.
I mean, that's where I was going with that anecdote.
I know. Listen, Lauren, if I know one thing about you, it's
displeasure
with
women.
It's that you don't
general.
Respect women. Rachel and I talk about it all the time.
Oh, man.
We're like men.
Men.
And we sing the, what is that show with Charlie Sheen on it?
Two and a half men.
Yeah, we sing that theme song. It's great. This poster has everybody's name on it, which I think is very nice. Just in case you were wondering. So I'll just tell you who's in the band now.
Yeah, who's in the band?
Got Chad Hanks on bass, guitars, programming, and he's wearing a floor-length leather trench coat. His goatee looks like, I don't know, just like a real stunning goatee, and he's wearing some weird sunglasses. We've got Aaron Zilch, keys, and audio terrorism. And he is terrorizing me with lots of little tiny braids and cool sunglasses. We've got Martin Koch on vocals. And he looks mad too. Jay Fowler on keyboards and samplers. Wayne Kyle on guitar. Christopher Emery. They really faded him out. He must not have taken
a nice
picture.
He's out of focus.
He's on drums, and that's too bad. I mean, his out of focus picture, not his drumming.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like it. But and David Rogers on guitar, who looks surprised to be being photographed and has a really funny looking mohawk and weird sunglasses too.
So I found out the lead singer. What is he listed as? What was Koch? What Mike? What is it?
It's Martin Koch.
Martin Koch. His real name is Cameron Heacock.
Okay.
So,
well, you know.
Listen.
Small liberties taken.
Listen, you gotta get wild and make your name out there. So I totally back him being Martin Koch. Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. So yeah, again, this was produced by Rick Rubin. That's not nothing.
No, not at all. I think, well, is this the second album? The first album we did from him was the first System of a Down. I think
yep,
that was the first.
That's right.
So he's no stranger to the new metal world.
No, he's not.
No.
And yeah, this band, American Head Charge, they're from, like I said, they're from Minneapolis. And they have been around since 97. So they've been around for a little while. And one of the things, again, with the Edema episode, I said that I researched a little before I listened. Same deal here. And one of the things that I was most excited to find were some of the names that they had before they went to American Head Charge.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just going to read off some of them to you right now.
Okay.
We had Flux. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we had Gestapo Pussy Ranch.
What a jump. Just imagine being in the room. We could be Flux. Now, what else you got?
Yeah.
Gestapo Pussy Ranch. Whoa!
Well, they were actually Flux for a while. And then they realized that there was another band called Flux.
Okay.
And so then they were like, okay. Then they were like, Gestapo Pussy Ranch. All right. And then they went to Warsaw Ghetto Pussy.
Oh, Jesus.
And then,
whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then they were worried about alienating labels.
Who are they now?
So they went to, then they went to American Head Charge. Yeah. But I just, like, when I think I sent you a text message apropos of nothing that just said Gestapo Pussy Ranch, and you responded with something that let me know that you didn't read this already.
I remember you sent me that, and I was like, I don't know. Is this from something? Yeah, I was, like, very confused. I might not have never even responded to it.
You did respond to it, but with something that was just like, right? And I was like, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, you know what? No, I do remember getting that, and I think I must have skimmed it, but I've forgotten, because hearing this now, it's like hearing it for the first time. I liked it. So it was Gestapo Pussy Ranch.
Yeah.
And then
Warsaw Ghetto Pussy. Yeah.
So they were really like, is there a way to put World War II imagery and pussy together?
And
they gave it two tries, which is more than most people will.
I mean,
You gotta roll the dice.
What is this, like a panzer cervix?
You know what?
I don't know.
That one's pretty good.
I like that one.
You know what? You know, if Roach Coach hadn't worked out, panzer cervix would be a great name for this podcast.
That is a German industrial band, right?
Yeah. We are panzer cervix.
Panzer, what is it?
Because that's tank. I mean, it's...
Yeah. I was thinking of the Marduk album.
Marduk. Yeah. Kriegvolva.
Kriegvolva. Okay.
That sounds like a person you might know, though.
That's true.
Yeah. This is my friend Kriegvolva. He just moved in.
Goebbels labia. I'm just... I don't know, guys.
Ava lips.
Luftwaffe lips.
Luftwaffe lips.
That's gross.
There. Are we ready?
I think
let's
we're ready.
Let's fucking do this.
that's all right. Let's do it.
All
let's
right, all right, all right, all right.
Really straining.
The first song is called A Violent Reaction.
So you might notice right off the bat, if you're a longtime listener of the show, that this is nu metal as fuck.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I think that was what a lot of people said when they were recommending it to us is they were like, "We heard you like things that are nu metal as fuck. You need to hear this album." And holy shit.
Yeah, not lying.
They did not lie. This thing is nu metal as fuck. Oh my god. Hot open, vocalist. This is Mr. Cock.
Yeah, Mr. Cock.
Mr. Cock.
Only if you're nasty.
Oh, God.
He's just going in, like, right away. Just talking about Edema last week, just putting these two, like, side by side. Like, holy shit. Like, holy shit. I love it. I love the siren noise that runs over the chorus. It's a very strong open. Jenny.
Yeah, I was like, these guys are not nerds.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, they dress crazy, but yeah, you're right. Not nerds.
I mean, they look like nerds.
Right.
But they don't sound like nerds.
Yeah, they look like nerds. When I saw all seven of them lined up, I was like, oh boy, are we in trouble?
Matt, are you cutting the security label?
Maybe.
Okay. I just had to check and make sure. But yeah, no, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. So songmeanings.com, only 4 comments.
Oh no.
And nothing crazy, but there is a giant comment from the Mad Bag.
Oh yeah.
That he labels my interpretation, and then he basically breaks down the song line for line. We're not going to read it, but if you are looking for a line by line analysis of A Violent Reaction, please check out The Mad Bag on songmeanings.com.
Yeah. And if you missed Muzzy.
Oh, is Muzzy back?
Muzzy's on here.
Oh, I missed that.
He just says this song rocks. Sadly, it's the only American Hedgehog song I've ever heard. But don't worry. I'll download more. Great song.
Muzzy, we
missed
you.
Hey, Muzzy, thanks for helping us not worry. Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's the only song I've heard. Think about it. In 2003, like that was like that's a legitimate thing. Like I only heard it once. I don't know when I'm going to do it again, but now, point and click, baby.
That's
Metallica
true.
Took down Napster, so right. My LimeWire is pretty garbage.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was getting The War of Art. I actually got an audiobook of The Art of War, so I'm learning a lot about...
Or The War of Art.
Or The War of Art.
Which came out the year after this album did.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Up next, Pushing the Envelope.
This band ain't screwing around, man.
Oh, no. They are pushing the envelope.
Got that double kick.
Oh, yeah. New metal as fuck,
so
you
good.
Guys.
Woo!
That drop of the guitars out part? Oh. I actually wrote motherfucking pushing the envelope in my notes just because I loved it so much. This is a great song. Jenny?
It is great. I really like it a lot. And I think, I don't know, yeah. So I really liked this, so that led me to like do more of a deep dive than I will do. I will, listen, I'll look into things if I'm not that into an album, but if I'm really into an album, I'll start looking into stuff. So yeah. I read all of, I will tell you, there are tons of reviews of this album,
uh-huh.
And they were all so fucking long, but I read all of them. And so I was thinking about this album cover, which is like a tank and Uncle Sam. And the fact that this came out just a few weeks before 9/11, and they were talking about how these guys really love to just like provoke an audience in any way they can.
Push the envelope.
Yeah, they love to push the envelope, mm-hmm. as the song is called.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that they would often like burn American flags at their shows.
Ooh.
But once 9/11 happened, they felt like that would be a little bit too much.
Okay.
But
they'll push the envelope so far. But not too far.
Right. So in MaximumInc.com interviewed them, and they were asked about their political ties to their name. He said, there's absolutely no, this is Chad Hanks. He says, there's absolutely no tie in at all. And especially a logical question, though, especially in light of the recent terrorist attacks on America and head charges ironically appropriate Uncle Sam imagery, that imagery is the funniest part of the whole thing. It's just like Andy Kaufman shit. It has nothing to do with anything. It was just great imagery, especially considering that we've got American in our name. So they say that they're like anti-image oriented, and they take pride in the fact that they're not trying to tell people anything. They're not pushing any image, and they said they're like the anti-Rage Against the Machine in a bizarro world. I don't know. I just thought that was like interesting. They were really pushing the envelope, indeed.
That's interesting because, I mean, just with the imagery of all of this and the fact that they call it the War of Art and they have a tank driving over an American flag.
And they have like a baby with an American flag.
Yeah. I don't know. So looking at songmeanings.com, we have a comment from Glitterpunk 369. They said, this song gets me rowdy when it's on. Makes me feel like I can do anything. Take it as you want.
Wow.
Get rowdy.
Get rowdy.
Take it as you want.
Take it as you want. Motherfucker pushing the envelope. That's good. That's good. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Song for the Suspect. Still rocking. There is a piano interlude around 250. You want to go to 250 on this song. This is my favorite part of the song. Because this is when...
Mm-hmm.
This is like such a Rick Rubin move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, Rick, what do you think? He doesn't say anything.
I love that. I love that soft singing of it and then go into the grit of it. Jenny, thoughts on Song for the Suspect?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot. Yeah. I really, I'm glad that we're back to something that I love. It always makes me happy to know that I go to like an existential crisis when we listen to like a series of albums that I'm like not that into.
You're like, oh boy, these are rough.
No, I don't like anything. And then, you know, we get a POD.
And we get an American head charge.
Yeah, we get an American head charge. I liked it a lot. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I wrote this vocalist can do it all.
Yeah?
I really think he can.
I mean, he can do it all like in the context of nu metal.
Right, yeah. Yes,
I'm sorry. I went too far. I thought there.
I mean, he's not. I mean, I don't, you know.
You basically said, slow down.
Lauren, I need you to slow down for a second.
But I thought that was, yeah, I mean, right away, I was like, three tracks in, we're just crushing it. Commenter Shaquille? I don't know. On songmusic.com.
Probably Shaquille.
It's S-A-H-A-Q-I-E-L.
Let's just go Shaquille.
Yeah. Shaquille. Wondering why more people haven't commented on this song.
Classic song meanings comment.
This song has a very powerful meaning to me as it describes exactly how I felt in the ends of my last relationship. Anyway, this is definitely one of my favorite by AHC, but there's so many others. I like that. In the ends in quotation marks of my last relationship. Which just imagining him saying, fuck your confession.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. And they're probably just like, how is your name pronounced?
Yeah.
Saikiel?
Yeah, right.
Next song, yep. Never Get Caught. Maybe the best first line of any song we've done. So this song is like rapey as hell.
Songmeanings.com seems to be in a largely in consensus that this song is about being from the point of view of a rapist.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just say the song is called Never Get Caught.
Yep.
And some of the lyrics are wrapping you up in an American flag. I fuck you for the glory. No complaints from my friends. They keep their fucking mouths shut. I couldn't care less about the way that you see me. Soothing I will never be. I'll always get shit. I'll always get shit for acknowledging perversity.
It's either about politicians.
Well, there was.
Or it's about.
There was like one person. Oh, a silent anima thinks it's about America. And everyone else is like, this song's about rape, bro.
Well, because there's this whole like whatever they say, like, oh, it's just like some Andy Kaufman shit, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very, like, knocking you over the head with, like, this idea of, like, there's a tank and a baby in the album cover. Like, and I think that if they were just, I can't believe I'm saying this, but right. I think if they were just, like, straight up talking about, like, raping women, they wouldn't bother to bring in the piece about wrapping you up in an American flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's and saying that they fuck you for the glory. That does read to me,
I mean,
more is something about,
it's about a rape,
yes,
but it's not
about not that one.
Yeah.
Not that one.
No, because you see, no.
Hey boys,
one that makes me feel less bad because I'm American and I don't like to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at it, wrapping you up in an American flag, I fuck you for the glory, no complaints from my friends that keep their fucking mouth shut. I mean, yeah, we look at that as like a just a general swipe at dishonest politicians.
That's how I heard it.
That's how you heard it
first.
And then yeah, and then they never get caught. They never
get because they get reelected.
Exactly. So
well, let's make it that. So I
think we're in agreement with Silent Anima on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Who thought we'd ever say that?
And because there's 78 songs on this album, let's move to the next
let's
one.
Let's keep it moving.
Well, how about this one? Up next, Self.
If you said up next another song about rape, I would have been like, I think we need to end this podcast early.
Well, we'll see what this one's about. I mean, not better. And I also like that not every song sounds the same.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Far.
Very true. Very true. I honestly thought this one was just okay. I think just because it was not as fast as the other ones. But I mean, it's not bad.
Are these pit activators or pit stokers?
I think the first three are pit activators.
I agree. I don't know. I really like him screaming liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
I think that's your
this
motherfucking
is,
pushing the envelope. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that I knew listening to this that this one was going to be a lot more for me than it was going to be for you. And I wasn't sure about Matt.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
I've liked all of these songs. I haven't had a problem with any of them yet.
No, I feel like now that I think about it, yeah, like a guy, yeah, him yelling liar. That's like, Jenny, you're like, yes.
I am.
So
I was
many.
Like, oh man. No, that's not what I was thinking at all. Oh yeah. You know what? I just want to say right now that all men are liars. So when
I didn't say
I
all
heard
men,
this
I just meant
song,
in general.
I was like, that's right. I wish I could yell like that. No, I just think he sounds pissed and it's cool. I'm not like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So many liars out there, guys. Like, I don't
know. Indigo
don't
Angel 69 was on songmeetings.com.
Oh my God.
Burning it up.
Yeah, dude. That punk girl for life has another thing coming. That's the real reason for my songmeetings.com website is for me to chronicle my life in the comments. And somebody else can put them together.
Oh, I didn't realize Silent Anima weighed in on this one as well, saying AHC fucking tears it up.
Not wrong.
Not wrong.
Oh man.
All right.
All right. Well, let's keep this
keep it going.
Next song, Just So You Know. very funny. Very funny song title. Mm-hmm. And they're single.
Yes. This is 55 comments on songmeanings.com.
I know why they went with this as the single, but I think it was a bad call.
Wow.
Yeah, I am with Matt, but Hostjim says the chorus is pretty good where he actually sings.
So I like this one. I didn't... I definitely, when I was listening to it on like my three listens, I Christ Got Challenged this one as well. I never...
Christ Go Challenges, yes, for newer listeners.
Yes, it is listening on speakers, listening on headphones, and then listening while you are either working out or doing housework or something. Just doing something.
Doing something.
Body.
It started out as exercise, and then we got
doing
a little
an
bit...
activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving.
Background-ish music.
Yes. And I think... I didn't know what any of the singles were for this album until I did my third listen and was like reading up more, and this makes sense, but on my other listens nothing struck out as one. I mean, I remember thinking like, oh, this one would have been pretty good, and now I listen to this one now, I'm like, well, this one doesn't have any swear words in it, so that makes sense. But if you read what it's about and you watch the music video, which I did,
all right,
I'll read you my notes from watching the music video. I took notes while I watched it.
All right.
I said, music video has the entire band in suits, a woman on a table who appears to be dead with lots of tubes in her. At a certain point, it'll then switch to the band in more traditional rock and roll garb, rocking out. And then the woman is constantly twitching, so she's maybe not dead. And I was like, is this song about necrophilia? And so then I went to the only people I can trust with this.
Yeah.
Songmeanings.com.
Thank you for coming to our people.
Yeah. And I saw that there were 54 comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And it seemed like a lot of people thought it could possibly be about necrophilia as well.
Well, you're right.
But then a lot of the comments are like, why is the mask from Clown and Slipknot in this video? And then that is like at least 50 of these comments where everyone's just like their friends over and over again.
Well, you know, there's someone who has a very strong opinion about this song.
Ooh.
It's the Hardy Z 2001 UK says, this is the best, and I mean the best song I've heard.
Oh,
the best song I've heard.
Okay.
Bold statement.
Loads of different emotions, from heartbreak to pure hate. Sean has used his vocals more in their older CD, but since the band had a lot of knockbacks, I thought it would be a mainly hate-based CD with loads of kick-ass screaming in. I went to the Rammstein concert yesterday in London, and AHC were special guests, and they absolutely tore the house down. Even better than Rammstein, in my view.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
The best.
The best.
And I mean the best.
The best song
I've ever heard. That's cool.
Knowing you guys, I can see why you don't like the chorus. I'm fine with the chorus. But it definitely is, after the sort of the pummel of the other songs, it definitely does seem a bit more like designed for radio.
Yeah, I guess that's my thing, is that this does not sound like our... This is the seventh track on the record, right? Mm, it's number seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yep. No, six.
Sorry.
Oh, jeez. Counting? Why?
Sorry.
Yep. But even with that, right? So hearing the five previous songs to this and then hearing this song, this does not sound like the mission statement of this band. This is their second record or their first record?
Their second.
All right. I mean,
I think.
It says Trepanation is their first album.
Yes.
It was an independent release. All right.
So I'm just coming from that place of...
Okay.
This is probably the biggest release for them.
Yeah.
And then this song has that fast slow band feel to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not representative of everything that I've heard prior to this. Meaning that I would have rather them honed a missile of the first five songs into like this one killer than this song.
Mm.
But that's me.
Yeah. Jenny, how did this album do?
You know what? I actually didn't even freaking... I didn't even freaking check.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It looks like it sold about 250,000 copies. So it didn't... I mean... Relative to some of the other things we've seen, it didn't sell a ton, but the reviews were all very good.
Oh my! Oh, I'm looking at them now. Holy shit!
Yeah,
these are glowing.
Yeah, the reviews were all great. It just didn't quite catch on. And I mean, I guess we can blame the terrorists.
I think it's a timing thing.
I'm laughing, but I mean it.
Yeah.
Well, like to have a record that's making fun of American excess, that's making fun of American politicians.
Yeah.
And then you have the biggest terror attack on American soil where nationalism becomes the norm and an all-time high.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's not going to do well. That's not going to play.
Yeah.
And it didn't really.
Yeah.
Which is too bad because it's good.
Yeah, it's pretty killer.
Up next, we've got the song Seamless.
Oh, here we go.
This is a Matt Noss sound if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
The chunky guitar is for sure. Oh, yeah, that.
I don't know. I might be wrong, but.
I think this is one you could put in the realm of the serial killer song. Clearly, about from the point of view of a serial killer. I don't think this one's about America.
I don't know.
No? Is it the shit-filled spasms deep in my colostomy bag?
Well, I hate America.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Fair
Nailed
enough.
It.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I like this song.
I like this song too.
It's definitely they say it several times in like interviews that I've read and in their songs even that like they just like really enjoy provoking people. And I think this again, like I don't really know that you start writing lyrics about shit-filled spasms deep in a colostomy bag. This one comes swinging right out the gate.
Okay.
I think it's meant to just like provoke people. And that's fine.
There is a comment from commenter Damn Tasty Chicken from March 15th, 2010. A little more recent. I don't think he is necessarily mutilating her body. That sounds to me like an overinterpretation of the violence in the song, although it really is just up to interpretation. It sounds more figurative to me. He hates women, and so he disrespects and dishonors them. He gets pleasure out of using them and throwing them away. The colostomy bag represents his mind. It's filled with anger and disgust, shit, and he's about to lose it. The plastic is wearing out. As per the chorus, perhaps he sees women's role in society as patched up and repaired because women try to act like normal people. Okay, where is this going? When the singer sees women in front of him tied down and naked, begging for disrespect and domination, they look... Oh, I can't even finish this.
He's killing it.
No, where is he? I'll finish it for you.
That's the first comment.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, there's other songs on this record.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. How about Effigy 23?
Yeah, let's go to that. Let's go to that one.
Hard pass.
I thought this one was just okay, you know.
Every band needs a break.
Yeah, it was two stop start for me. There is a good comment from Atomic_IL. Oh, Atomic Ill. The moaning is probably just a memory of his girl, or they're trying to copy White Zombie. Either way, it gives the keyboardist something to do. And there are two guys. I forgot to mention this. In the video for Just So You Know, they got two dudes, one of them running a sampler machine, but he's rocking it. Like just, you know, trying to rock out with the sampler.
Like he's got an NPC in front of him? Or
Yeah. And then the other guy is rocking out a keytar harder than I've seen anyone rock a keytar ever. So, just wanted to bring that up.
All right. Well, I think it's very important that we move on to the next song, which has my favorite title of any song that we've ever done.
Ever done.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is Americunt Evolving into Useless Psychic Garbage.
Okay.
This is an activating the pit moment.
Oh, yes.
Sure is.
Woo! Man is swinging his finger in the air.
I've been waiting for this song the whole album.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not kidding, because this is the setup of this band to me.
Yeah.
Like, that should be way earlier in this record.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh. I love this song.
Because it sounds like a hardcore song.
Well, okay. Not a hardcore song.
A little bit, yeah. And yeah.
What? Do you hate it?
No, I like this one.
Oh, okay.
I like this one. I like it because it sounds like Antichrist Superstar. Yeah,
can kind of see that. Yeah. It definitely has that. It has hardcore and industrial together,
right?
With the new metal pieces intact.
Yeah,
but man, oh man, this is the first one that really gets me going.
Oh, okay.
I kind of feel like this is a track three, track one.
Well, when you have 8 million fucking tracks. When you have 16,
Like, to me, everything else has been a pit stoker up until this point. Like, all of them would have kept that pit going hard. But this is, like, the first call to arms that I've heard.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, nope, let's go.
Yeah. Well, right. This song isn't fucking around. It's the shortest song on the album. Comes in at 2:33. And before this, most of the songs on this album are in the four.
Yeah, they kind of feel like 4 to 5, like, yeah, full thought songs.
Yeah, this one, 2:33.
Is dumb and quick.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's what I like.
Me too.
So, and you know who else liked it? Violent Mac 666 said,
yeah? Dude, my boy,
they fucking rock ass. Several spaces. That's all.
That's all you need,
that's
man.
That's all.
That's all you need,
going
man.
Going back to worship the devil now. See you guys.
These guys rock ass.
I wrote that the comments on this song are wild. Cybersonic. That's what I'm going to try to say his name is. I think this song is about how he gets angry and how hard it is to get some ass sometimes.
Well,
he walks around with an impure mind thinking about sex but not getting any. We've all blinded ourselves sick implies that he masturbates and it doesn't appease his urges. Okay, I'm not going to read any more of this one. I can't read half these yeah, comments. I can't finish.
These guys.
Oh, Jesus.
These all guys right. are... these guys are why I clench my keys like a weapon when I walk to my car. I'm like, oh boy, okay. Speaking of what I do emotionally, the next song is called Shut Down.
Cadence.
But I think the guitar is kind of cool.
I like the guitar, yeah. See, I like this part.
I don't understand.
I mean, hey, they're making the same song
twice.
That's
true.
I knew you guys would both. Oh, literally watching both of your faces go, no. Just your face, because you're like, no.
Would you say we shut down?
You shut down. You immediately were like, no. Turn this off.
Yeah, well, there's only one comment on this song.
That is surprising to me.
Is it by Incubus Lover 42?
No, it's by Mika Hathara Bushman. He said, it's about someone getting pissed off and taking shit.
Talking shit.
I'm sorry, I can't read. Talking shit. But it's got great aggressive lyrics. So that's Shut Down.
Yeah. I like that one, but it is a strange one. But it's they're not writing the same song twice.
That is true.
Yeah.
Up next we got We Believe. This sound makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
Is it a didgeridoo?
I don't know what it is. Sort of.
Oh! this one?
I like this one once we get into it.
Oh, yeah. Too long of an intro for you?
I think we're locked in on this one, Jen.
I think so, too. I've never felt so close to you, Matt.
Thanks. I have an issue with this band.
Okay.
And I think the issue that I have with this band is that they did take a kitchen sink approach to this record.
Yep.
And I think just kind of knowing what we know about our main man, Rick Rubin.
I thought you were going to say Martin Cock.
No.
our main man, Martin Cock.
Our main man, Rick Rubin, yeah, has a very hands-off approach.
This is true.
That he's very cerebral. He might just not be there for long periods of time.
Yeah.
And then show up and then give very, like, say things like, keep focusing, and then leave for another 7 days. 15 songs on this record?
I have to say, Rick Rubin is somebody who's 16. Famously said, like, less, less, less. Kanye brought him in for Yeezus, and Yeezus was like a 75-minute album, and Rick Rubin's like, no, you got to cut all this. It was a 40-minute album. All of the System of a Down albums are what? 35 to 40 minutes?
So short.
Super short. So how this became a 67-minute behemoth is surprising.
It's a shock to me.
Yeah. It is surprising that he didn't kind of come in and say, let's tighten this up, you know. Yeah.
I think there's a little too much. Ugh, this is gross. I hate saying there's too much fat, like cut the fat. But I feel like there's too much on this record. I don't know who this band is. And...
Oh, really?
I always approach it from that. And you say that,
mm-hmm,
but I'm a new listener listening to all 16 tracks,
mm-hmm,
for the first time. And I'm like, mm-hmm, well, are they the single? Are they Americant? Are they the first three songs?
Mm.
Or are they this song? Because every song is different, they never necessarily set as to... For the well-established normie, they never set the mission statement of the band. They never are just like, this guy can yell, the band is proficient, they seem tight as fuck. They can obviously do strange time signatures, but...
Let's say that it's the elephant in the room. This album does not have a Bodies.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, I mean, there's 23 songs.
I mean, this album definitely talks about, like, mutilating bodies,
yeah,
and stuff.
Oh, it has bodies.
Bodies, but not...
It's not, yeah, a body.
The
a
body bodies. Count is high on,
yes,
this record.
For sure. It is funny that you brought up the trimming the fat, because one of the lyrics on the song, we believe, is, tell him this much, you don't want him due to extra skin.
Interesting.
Wow. Well,
so they're
I
saying,
hope you don't have to say this to you later, American Head Charge.
Oh, man.
But there's too many pit stokers and not enough pit activators for 16 songs. I need a 1 to 3. I need one activator to every 3 stokers.
Write this down, everybody.
Matt Knox's tips for success. If you give me a 12-song album, I need 4 of them to be activators and the rest are stokers.
Yeah.
Well, we've got 5 left.
We got a few more, yep.
So let's get to it. We got Breathe In, Bleed Out. Another great song title.
Oh, these are good song titles. This reminds me of, like, Static X. I like to start off.
I like this.
Yeah, I like this.
Oh, it's heavy.
Yeah, Monster Riffage is what I wrote.
Yeah.
Lips are tight.
I sometimes feel like this band does a bait and switch with his vocal style. Like, they'll do something super heavy, and then it'll come in with this vocal style, and then they'll do something that's not as heavy, and then it'll fucking crush it with, like, a harder vocal.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this is, honestly, the vocal here is, like, too clean. Like, I want more of that gritty guy from up top.
Yeah.
But then you get this. This is still good.
This is good, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Jenny, what do you think of this one?
I was like, I started off with very high hopes for this. I'm falling off a little bit here.
Yeah.
There was one comment that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Ghost Wishing just said heroin.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
And that made me laugh pretty
yeah.
hard.
Yeah. When I went through these comments, it seemed like there was no real consensus. Some people think it's about sex. Some people think it's about drugs. And it's like, dude. That's
why
like,
not both?
Why not
know?
Both? Why
hey,
not?
What's the diff?
What's the diff? Is it sex its own drug?
Oh, man.
Think about that one.
Up next.
Fall!
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on board.
All right.
Are they back?
Are they back?
How could you?
This has a good chorus, though. But it does. But I do agree. When I was listening to this album, and I think it was on like my third listen, I was like, "Don't slow it down now. Not when you're so close."
Not every song needs to go
not
on the
every
album.
Yeah. But then. Oh yeah, that's the other thing. This verse is too long,
that
and I know what
true.
They're going for because they're like, we're gonna get real soft here, and then we're gonna. I'm into this.
Yeah.
I like this part.
Yeah, this is killer.
I don't know what this means.
I don't
scrape away.
Scrape away. And then we go back into the slow boy again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call these verses loungy.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know?
With you there.
Like he could have sang that from a chaise lounge.
I don't know. I didn't like that one too much. I loved, like...
The chorus.
The chorus
I love that
really
heavy
good.
Chorus.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
All right. Up next, Reach and Touch. Are we back now?
I think we're back. We got some squeals going on. Here we go.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
There
finally.
We go.
Woo.
Yeah.
I'm on board with this 100%.
Yeah.
We really could have knocked 5 songs out of this album.
100%.
Yeah. You could have had, this could have been a tight 40 for sure. Yeah.
Oh my God. And yeah. And it would have been crushing.
Yeah. Nothing to bring up. We brought up Bodies earlier. That album, Drowning Pool. It's like 38 minutes long.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah, I like this one, Jenny.
I just want to say that the irony of us just really harping on how long things are is not lost on me with our 2-hour long podcast.
We are attempting. Listen, we've heard listener Brad.
We've heard you.
We've heard you. We are making a conscious effort to be more efficient.
We're being really expedient on this episode.
Yeah.
There's just, we just got to get through it.
We just got a lot of songs on this album.
Speaking of, you have something?
No, go ahead.
Oh, all wrapped up.
And now with the following collection of.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Too Many Slow Boys.
Yeah, where was this earlier?
Ooh, I like this.
Woo!
This song is killer.
Yeah.
Jenny.
No, I love this song, and I'm wondering where it was in the middle of this album.
Right. We started when I off, needed it.
Yeah. Where were you when I needed you all wrapped up?
So this was the second single, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Now, the video for this song was banned because it is the bloodiest thing I have ever seen, like, music video wise.
Really?
It's not even on YouTube. It's on Vimeo.
Oh shit.
And I'll just read the description, which is, I'd written down, like, I was taking notes while I was watching it, and then literally as I finished it, I scrolled down and there was this much better description underneath. So all American Head charges all wrapped up is the loving story of a boy and his slaughtered pet pig. Actor Michael Rooker reflects on the traumatizing childhood experience of finding his beloved pet pig slaughtered and decomposing. Over 100 gallons of real blood were used during production. The animal heads and body parts were provided by a local slaughterhouse. Rooker's tormented memories ultimately caused him to exact a painful revenge on an unsuspecting hitchhiker, played by acclaimed Los Angeles sculptor and artist Liz McGrath. So, yeah, the video is basically the band performing.
Is Michael Rooker the actor?
Yeah, Michael Rooker the actor.
That's the guy from
Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. Yeah. And also Guardians of the Galaxy. Because he's got range. And yeah, basically it is the band performing, intercut with Michael Rooker kidnapping a girl and killing her.
Yep.
And, but the video is...
There's the theme.
Yeah, there we go. That old... The old trope.
The old trope.
Killing women.
The band is being sprayed with blood the whole time.
That's
like
good.
Literally being sprayed with blood.
Please tell me they're wearing white.
Hey, do you want to see? I got the video right here.
Oh, do we have? Okay.
So you can see just a little bit of what we've got going on here. We've got
a lot of blood so far.
Yep. Yep. There's the band. Some hanging pig heads.
They're in a cemetery.
Yep.
Skeleton hands. Circus.
A lot of blood there.
Shirtlessness.
You know.
Flies.
Pig parts.
See, there's the flashback to when he was a kid and he found his dead pig.
Okay.
I think we're going to see the band in a second, past all the entrail bits here. There's the band. I guess, yep.
Is he singing to two hams?
Yeah. There's a two. Yeah.
I thought that was a woman's spread legs, but I guess women are pigs, so...
And, yeah, so they're okay. All yeah. I'll jump ahead for you guys. A lot of blood here, but I think there's a they're just sort of getting sprayed at one point.
I feel like, are we watching the same three things over and over again?
They do repeat. They basically show you the whole video up top, and then they like show you in slower fashion him killing this woman.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great. That's so good.
Yeah. But yeah, and then he's singing. Yeah, this, he's covered in blood. They're getting sprayed. You get it. You get
yeah.
it. Yeah. So yeah. So yeah, I get why this was banned, and then now he's murdering her.
It's like if Herschel Gordon Lewis made a music video.
Basically.
Lots of gore.
Lots of gore.
All right. Well.
Good single, but I mean, I guess it's one of those things where they're making the video and it's like, what's the plan here? I guess everybody thinks that they're going to make like their Smack My Bitch Up video, you know, which is like banned, but
they're
everyone
like,
still sees it.
We need to make something that has to do with being violent against women if we're going to get anywhere.
And the one guy's like, hey, Martin, Mr. Cock, if I may. Can I be sprayed in a ton of blood?
I got a pig like, part video.
And he's like, well, listen, if we spray you in blood, it's got to be real blood, not fake blood.
And like hundreds of gallons.
Hundreds of gallons. I'm talking like we want our video to be like the beginning of Blade, but not as good. Yeah. So good song, wild video.
Yeah.
And we are on, believe it or not, the last song of the album.
Wow. All right. It's Nothing Gets Nothing.
See it as a closer.
As a closer? Yeah, and he gets to scream nothing. What is it? I don't have the lyrics in front of me. I did.
He gets to scream what?
Oh, he gets to scream nothing gets nothing.
Nothing gets easier, nothing gets easier.
Yeah.
Nothing gets nothing.
Yeah. Excuse this ugly show, my. A systematic shutdown of diminishing returns.
Nothing gets easier. Gets nothing gets easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the chorus on this.
Yeah.
This leaves me a little cold. This leaves me a little cold.
But no, it's just like, why are we? Why do we even have any of this? Like, I don't need it. Mm-hmm. I don't need it.
You don't need it.
I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't need anything. But I don't want that.
Nothing gets nothing.
Nothing gets nothing.
Yeah. So that's the album.
That's the album, The War of Art by American Head George. Now we come to the part of the show where we talk about Matt and Oz getting ready for bed. And we talk about whether or not this album should go in the new metal canon. Shani Bloomer.
Oh,
your
man.
Thoughts? I thought I'd toss to you today.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that because I was going to do that to you.
And man.
Thought it to be unfair. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
You know.
No, I don't know either.
You know what? Yeah. I do know. Matt's right.
You do know?
This is a reluctant no for me.
Okay.
I really like a lot of stuff on this album.
Mm-hmm.
But think there's too much filler.
Too much filler. I was thinking the same thing.
Too much filler, and there's not a bodies, like we said earlier, so mm-hmm. There are songs that I really like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's not one that I would pull out and say, you've got to hear this song.
Right.
If anybody was asking me about nu metal in general to listen to, I would say, you should check this album out. I wouldn't say you have to hear anything on it. Mm. I just like this.
Yeah.
There isn't anything about it to me that it just doesn't feel right for the canon, even though I do like most of it. Mm. What do you think?
So I was very much on the fence as well, because I had the same thought. And actually, I mentioned Bodies on the show, but the album I kept coming back to was Mudvayne.
Okay.
Because Mudvayne is also an extremely long album that we all agreed should have stuff cut on it, but that album's got dig.
And it felt more focused.
That was the other thing, was that album was like, hey, we're going to do nu metal, we're going to do prog. And,
right.
And you're going to come out of it and you're going to know who the fuck
And you're
going to
take a trip with the band.
Yeah, absolutely. We took a trip through so much DNA on that album.
We really did.
And
DNA sequencing.
And yeah, with this one, yeah, it's another one of those things where it's like, I like the band, the good band.
Yeah.
Good singer. But this album is too bloated. And yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah. Because I mean, that is really what it comes down to, is it doesn't have... If it had like that one, like no denying, like this is the track, you know, yeah.
And this is like kind of, I don't know, like the porridge is too hot, porridge is too cold type of thing. But mm-hmm. like, I do wish there was something that felt a little bit more cohesive about this album.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that not all the songs sound the same.
For sure.
And I don't need all the songs to sound the same, but I need to have like some sense that like we know where we're going. And I think what really like kicked me out of it fully uh-huh. was the fact that the single just sounded like it did not belong on this record.
It was like nothing like the band.
Right.
It didn't feel... I get why it was the single. I don't understand why that was a song that this band did.
I mean, it does show that they can write, you know, whatever, you know. I mean, I guess we know why the album didn't do super well, because of timing. But it is that sort of thing of like, why didn't they come out with like the next one, like a real ripper, you know? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I will say though, although I have my criticisms and I don't think it should go in the canon, I did really enjoy this record.
For sure. Absolutely.
And it's weird because normally when we say that, we're like, but it's not nu metal. I actually do think this is nu metal.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Oh,
but
yeah.
It just doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right to
me. I'm glad that it was recommended. Happy to hear it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but just not quite there to get into the canon.
Matt,
thoughts on our decision?
Yeah, Well, I looked at you and I said that you know, because I knew you knew.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I felt like I had just been found out. Like, damn it, you're right.
He saw through you.
He did. He saw through me.
Well, I'm the new metal dad. Is that what my role is?
I forget. Yeah, what you're the new metal. We come to you and we say, Dad, is this okay?
You know what to do.
You know what to do. Yeah, just listening to it, seriously, just kind of looking at the back of this, if we cut, so we do Violent Reaction, I'm fine with, Pushing Envelope, I'm fine with, Song for Suspect, fine, Never Get Caught, cool. And then we're kind of at this flux space of Self, Just So You Know, Seamless, and Effigy 23, that maybe one of them stays. And then we keep Americunt evolving into Useless Psychic Garbage. Shutdown, We Believe, Breathe In, Bleed Out, Fall.
You gotta have Fall.
Is Fall the...
It's the one where it's like slow, but then he screams, Fall!
All right. Well,
oh, Reach and Touch, you got it. Wait. Reach no. and Touch. Here's the thing. This is us attempting, and we like... This might be the problem. There's just too many damn songs,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But yeah. Seriously, like when I get to the last half, the back half of this album,
it falls into a fog.
It falls into a fog, and it makes me question the first half of the album.
Mm.
where I'm just like, what happened there? And then I get these last three songs that are more akin to what I heard at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, I think that's who this band is. But then why did they take me on this other journey, this other thing? It did not work for me, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right.
But I will listen to Americunt evolving into useless psychic garbage again.
I will listen to Pushing the Envelope again, faux show.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed this album. Just don't think it's right.
Okay. There we have it. That is another episode of the Roach Coach podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Please say hello, send recommendations, thoughts, questions, musings to us at Roach Coach on Twitter, Roach Coach on Facebook, and roachcoachpodcast@gmail.com. Also, we do, like we said, we have a live show coming up June 7th,
9 p.m.
Go Comedy, Ferndale, Michigan, United States of America.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. It's going to be super fun.
You be there.
You be there. There was something. Oh, iTunes reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Give us an iTunes review. It would be great. It helps a lot. We just got a new one from Librarian Dad.
All right.
I'm not going to read it right now, but it was 5 stars, and that was great.
Thanks, Librarian Dad.
Thanks, Librarian Dad.
Thank you.
That's it. Jenny, thank you.
Lauren, thank you.
Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.